Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And the prompt for today's episode was an email I got from a former client who wrote, "Hey, Michael, the best part about emailing you is that the answer to whatever question I'm emailing about occurs to me halfway through typing, so your inbox gets saved." And I laughed both because it was funny, but because I'm exactly the same. The number of times where I've started to email a mentor or a coach or a friend with a question, and then partway through the email I go, I know what to do. Or I've gone on Google to look something up, and partway through typing my search into Google, I'm like, oh, I know the bit of this that I need to know. Or I'll go to a book for, you know, oh, let me see what the learned have said about this. And then often before I even get to a relevant part of the book, I'm like, oh, I already know how to handle this. I already know what to do. And in fact, what it reminded me of was a book title. Many of you know I'm a big fan of book titles, even though I often haven't gotten around to reading the books. And one of the book titles that I loved was the title of today's episode, "You Already Know What to Do." And I never did read the book, so I can't vouch for it one way or the other. But there was something about that sentence that just rang true. Underneath the noise, I already know what to do. Underneath the noise of all the advice that I've been trying to sift through, I already know what I want to do. Underneath the noise of my own repetitive habitual thinking, I already know, if not exactly how to handle something, exactly where to start. And if I don't know the information that I'm looking for, I know where to go to get it. It used to make me laugh when people would phone into the radio show with practical questions. And one of my little party tricks, I had a little button which I could press with my foot so that it would mute out the sound on my side. So as they were asking their question, I'd just type their question into Google, and then I'd read off the answer from Google, and they'd go, "Oh my God, that's brilliant." But then the reason I would do that, I wouldn't try to get away with it, was I wanted them to see if they could see what it was that made it so that it didn't even occur to them to just look where the answer was. And it was always some variation on preoccupation, on an overly busy mind, on too much noise in head. But you already know that. And you already know that when you get quiet in your quieter moments, you'll either know what to do or you'll know that it doesn't matter that you don't know. You'll know that it will come to you. You'll know, as we all do instinctively, that when we get quiet, new things occur to us. When we take something off our mind, new things come to mind. And there's something really comforting in my world about knowing that I know what to do. Even if I couldn't tell you what it is right now, there's something very reassuring about knowing that I already know how to live. Even if from time to time, if you could see the inside of my head, you would think I don't have a clue. And I had glimpses of that throughout my life. I remember one time looking around at the time I had over 3,000 books in my library. And I was thinking, man, If what's in these books really was the secret, I would be the happiest, smartest, richest, most enlightened person on the planet. And I wasn't. And so I knew to kind of take a book fast. I stopped reading for a little while. And it was wonderful, all of this stuff that I already knew came available to me. But then I got caught back up in it and started reading books about how to read less books and how to be, you know, only focus on the essential and to do less better. And I filled myself back up with noise. But underneath the noise, I knew that was a bad idea. And that's the thing that I'd love for you to notice this week, to play with this week. What do you know under the noise of what you think? What do you know about your relationship? What do you know about your business? What do you know about yourself? Underneath the noise of all the things you think or you think you shouldn't think or you think you should think about yourself, about your business, about your relationship. And when you know that you know, go with your knowing. But you already know that underneath the noise. Have fun, learn heaps, happy exploring, and I'll talk with you soon.